Hello, hello, hello. I'm sorry, y'all. Before I start, let me just finish this cheese. I gotta say, Munster cheese and provolone cheese are pretty good, but they're not as good as pepper jack cheese. But if you have a problem with smacking, I'm really sorry. It ends right. Wait, hold up. No, okay. So this is just gonna be a quick little message for Thursday. Motherfucking Jupiter Day. So shout out to all my motherfucking Sagittarius's out there and my motherfucking Pisces. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all so very much. I love all the zodiac signs, but I love Sagittarius. I can relate to, I can relate to Sagittarius a lot. Anyways, so a ninth house moon shit. Yes, Sag house. Okay, I fuck with Sag. Anyways, it's not about that today. We're not gonna be talking about that shit today, okay? What we're gonna be talking about is falling for the process. Falling in love, whatever terms you want to use, falling in love with the process, falling for the process, learning about the process, giving your time and energy into the process of change and you changing yourself, right? Throughout life, we go through obstacles, most people do, of course, and as a person or a being that goes through obstacles within my life, I notice how frustrated I can get, right, from trying hate using that word, trying to change. Trying isn't, it's a percentage level in trying. There is a certain percentage level that you need to try things, try new things. But you also have to just become these things, you feel me? We try different things, you feel me? A better word instead of trying is experimenting, right? Experimenting in different things, ways of being, ways of doing things, whether this is experimenting with new emotions, new feelings, new experiences. You feel me? I wouldn't tell you, because we all have free will, but I would advise, or share, or give a piece of advice. Experiment. Change the way that you feel, especially during around this time with all these transits in the sky that are helping us improve our way of being. It may create obstacles because, you know, when you step into a new field, people, places, and things that no longer serve you may feel a certain way or look at you a certain way because you're not the same person that you used to be. You're not doing the same things that you used to do. You're not, you know, the same anymore. You feel me? And this can build tension. Having to walk on eggshells. Having to move in certain ways just to build comfort for said person, place, or thing. You feel me? Most people in this society may change, but I've come across billions of individuals that still need or still stay in comfort spots, stay in ways of being, try different things, especially during this fixated time in Leo. Me being a Leo sun, using the tools that I have within my natal chart, using the tools that I have, so that I may change and be more fixated in another area than the area that I was in, a couple years ago, a week ago, a month ago, a couple days ago, an hour ago, you feel me, a minute ago. So it builds a little frustration, but you have to push through and give birth, you feel me? So it's really like birth, trying these new experiments, doing these things for yourself and others, so that you can call in and attract other individuals that are like-minded, just like you. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit sleepy here. But yes, it's very challenging learning, you feel me? Squares, you feel me? That's, if you're into astrology, squares are learning processes. Squares also builds frustration. It frustrates you. It makes you feel, ugh, I gotta do this. And it's so funny. But once you learn to give birth to that thing, to give birth to that project, to give birth to that new feeling, it is much easier, it's much smoother, it's more relaxing, it's not as tense as it used to be, you feel me? It's more going with the flow, bro. Go with the flow. So, I feel like that's the end of the message. Don't be afraid to try out new things. No matter how you feel, how it may make you feel, how it may build some tension, you feel me? It's easy to let go Well, not as easy as most would see it, but it is once you do let go. So yeah, that's the advice for today. I think I'll do this every Thursday. Since Thursday is the day of faith experiences. Also, since I am on the topic and I am thinking about Pisces and Sagittarius, since it is Thursday, let go of certain illusions. Because the house of Pisces, the 12th house, can be the house of illusions and also dreams. And in order to reach your dreams, you must let go of old stagnant energy, whether you want to or not. Don't, and I have this problem, and I've noticed this problem for the past couple of days. I'm starting to build in the things that I want, not want, but the things that I would like to consume my energy into, which is doing tarot readings, becoming an astrologer, teaching astrology, being more out there, being more comfortable with showing my true self, my true natures, because I am so very behind the scenes. I have a Venus in Wolina, a Virgo stellium in the 8th house, so I'm very secretive, but with my south node being in Pisces and Aries, I have to learn how to be more out there, be more expressive, be more of an individual. And it's hard because my third house and my south node is also in Saturn. So Saturn be whooping my fucking ass, but Saturn is about to go into Pisces next year. So, it's so much tension. So much tension. That I have to go through to build. And I'm learning to let that go and just go with the flow of what I must, or not must, I do. You feel me? Or I am becoming into, if that makes sense. I'm learning also, so I'm trying to stay, not trying, experimenting. I'll find a better word in the near future, but experimenting with being an individual in my surroundings and becoming the being that I want to express more during my season, Leo season. Because I know that I have so much knowledge and I can teach and help so many people, but I just have a problem with keeping on task and staying on one goal at one time. So trust me when I say I know, and this is just a message of inspiration to anybody and everybody else that is called upon to hear this. You feel me? I fuck with y'all heavenly and heavily. I fuck with y'all in other realms if y'all didn't get what the heavenly part is. I was like, what did I mean by that? What you mean by that, spirit? He was like, in other realms, like, in your higher thoughts, in the higher dimensions. I fuck with y'all, but heaven is also, depending on the vibe and the vibration behind it, it can mean other things. Ultimately, we're not supposed to get lost into these words because words are sigils and sigils are traps. So don't trap your soul into these creations and flows of different vibes and vibrations. You feel me? Emotions and thought forms, masculine and feminine. Externalizing yourself and internalizing yourself into these things. So yeah. That is the message for today. And I hope this message has given you some clarity and insight if you are going through a bit of frustration, whatever you're going through within your life, and you just need to hear this advice. I got you. I'm always here for you. Even if we don't speak every single day, I'm always there in spirit, looking out for all my loved ones. So yeah, I hope you have a great day, and peace the fuck out.